Well, hello and welcome to Watch Our Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we'd love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and I'm joined today not only by Ronnie Karam, but also a third member of the podcast. It's the morning dove outside my window singing its huge hit. Woo-hoo! What a classic. What a classic morning dove. Let me tell you something. When I hear that song come on, I'm like, this is my jam, morning dove outside my window. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Watch What Crappens. I got a morning dove.
I'm a dove. I'm going to poop on your sill because I'm a dove.
Oh, yeah. Morning dove. So the morning dove, they're so adorable. Got two morning doves, and they're like the most adorable little lovebirds, literally sitting next to each other every single day. They sit on a different part of my patio, and they just poop all over the place. Just poop, 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 poop. And just everywhere. My days are now spent hosing down my patio from morning dove poop. But they are so cute together, and I caught them getting intimate. It's just a life out here. It really is like watching Below Deck, which is what we're actually here to talk about today. Ronnie, how's it going?
Good. Not better now. Yeah. I have morning dove porn in my head. I mean, could there be a better start to a day? I don't think so.
I caught it on video. I'll post the video. It is not unlike watching some of these hookups on Below Deck. But we've got that going on. You guys, we also have a cabaret coming up in literally a month from today. It is May 5th. We have a cabaret on June 3rd and June 5th. The first two shows sold out. We added a late show. So if you want tickets to that, get that. Also, you can watch it anywhere in the world. There are streaming tickets. So come join for that. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find the ticket links or go to our social media. The links are there as well. So there's that. We also have Patreon. Patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, a weekly bonus episode, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Newsletter, ad-free listening, video, all the great things. Big thanks to everyone who came to Crappy Hour last night. We had two very special guests. We had the team from Hollywood Crime Scene. Woo! They were so funny. I love those girls. We have to do more.
Yeah, they were great.
They were great. So we spent a lot of time talking about Beverly Hills. So if you missed it, come join us for the next one. Okay. That's, I think, it. We got a big episode of Below Deck to talk about. Big one.
Yes. Huge. Oh, this was so good. Oh, hilarious. My gosh. You know, Ellie has really, really crystallized her villainy. I mean, this is what, her third or fourth season coming back on the show. And she's really... she tries it every time. She does a pretty decent job, but she has really become a great villain. I mean,
Ellie,
she has so many balls in the air, and she's just fucking with everybody at this point. And I loved it. I loved every second of it. It was so funny. And she caused pure mayhem.
Ellie is really a great villain on this show because I think it comes from an authentic place. I don't think she's trying to be a villain. I think that when she feels wronged, she like lashes out, and it's like, I think it comes from like a deep place in her soul, and not like even a mean place. It's just like a place of like, this is just how she sees the world. No, maybe a mean place, but like, it just, you know, when they showed her coming on board earlier this season, I just started chuckling because I knew what chaos was about to happen. And sure enough, it's perfect. I think actually Ellie is now at that tier of Below Deck stars that is like special, right? Like that's normally reserved for chief stews, bosuns, and chefs. And she is like the only one. I would argue she's probably the only one that's not a HOD that has broken into this tier of like when you see them coming, you think, oh, it's gonna be a good season, you know?
Well, I don't know if she is in that tier because she is a chef. Because if her Instagram, it says in her Instagram bio that she's a chef. So,
well, she went to culinary school after this, which is pretty cool. She went to culinary school.
Really?
Yeah. After this season wraps, she went to culinary school. So she actually earned that title. But she's probably
She was just giving it to herself after doing this, you know, chef assistant thing.
No. She actually did. She did the work. She went to culinary school. Now, is she qualified to be a full-fledged yacht chef just yet? Maybe not. But I'm sure we will see her as a yacht chef soon enough. You know?
Wow.
She's been angling to be an HOD. Game.
She's committed to the game. She's like,
below deck for the rest of my life. I will be there. You will see me. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry.
So good for her. Okay, so Below Deck Down Under, Season 4, Episode 14, Head of the Deck, Stew Department.
Yeah, Stew Department.
She's so good. She's so good that we left out the headline, which is that stupid Mike, this is the demise of Mike. And that was pretty fun too, but... yeah, when you get fired and you're still upstaged by a better villain, oh, poor guy. I felt bad for him. Yeah. He can't even do this right. He's like, oh, I'd never keep a job. Well, yeah, you can't even keep a villain role. That's so sad. You got upstaged as a villain.
You got fired so at the 30-minute mark. You weren't even a cliffhanger for next week. Like, that's just... Then you know you really failed. Fired at 30 minutes? Uh-uh. Like, the only it's acceptable... Yeah, like... No. Like he should have been a cliffhanger, and the fact that he couldn't even get there says everything.
Couldn't have happened to a cuter guy. And they showed him, or he showed himself. He had an Instagram video where he's like, "Oh, hey, it's me," and he's shaved his head, which thank God. You know, sometimes I feel like I really am manifesting from this chair right here. But he shaved his head.
I had to see.
And he has a video where he's getting in a cab or something with Joe Bradley. And so they're making like, Joe Bradley is going to come back. And I thought, oh, God, of course, that's your friend. Fucking Joe Bradley. Ugh.
What a piece of shit that guy is. Who do you think is going to be Mike's replacement? My prediction is Bree from last season of whatever they were on together.
No, because they hated each other, didn't they?
No, but in the end, they liked each other, right? Because they realized that Joe Bradley had played them against each other, right?
Yeah, but they're saying in the preview, it looks like they're bringing back one of her friends, one of Ellie's friends. And they're like, oh, geez, now Ellie has another person just like her on her team. And they're going to cause mayhem together. So, the ending was the best part of this episode. I was like, yes, you're going to bring in another Ellie? Oh, hell yes. Double the Ellie. Double the fun. Double the chaos. So, I wouldn't think that that's Bree, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I was trying to think of the people that Ellie has worked with that she knows, and all I could think of was Brie. I don't even remember who was the other stew. That was it. Was it just Aisha, Ellie, and Brie that season? I think it was.
Girl,
actually,
you can't ask me Below Deck trivia because there's too many Below Decks, and you know I forget all Below Decks.
Yeah, there's so many. There's so many.
There's too much. So anyway, let's get into this episode because it's a good one. So. At the end of the last episode, Ben has just walked away from Joao and Daisy, where they have a head of department dinner and confront him for kind of sucking. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to even pay. Pick up the tab. Pick up the tab. Let me know what I owe ya.
Yeah, he's all mad that they've just given him some tough love. And Daisy's like, that's such bullshit. He does what he always does. He deflects. He blames everyone else. And you don't get to hear the hard truth and walk off like that. Like, I'm the fucking bad guy. Like, who does he think he is? He's not going to have someone take the shrimp out of his fingers later on. How about that? The true insult.
And Joao's like, no, you did everything right. Based on everything that I see, you've done everything correct. Ha, 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 ha. And Ben's like, oh, I'm quite taken aback by the animosity towards me. Absolute animosity. Well, for me, it's not personal. I can call you out, and I still want the best for you. Ben is a great chef, but we can always do better. And it's my job to demand excellence in all areas, including the gala.
It's my job to demand excellence, so excuse me while I put in a side pony and relive the 80s later on.
It's my job to demand excellence, so watch me date Joao. Like, what?
I know. There we go. There we go.
Jeez.
Like, well, I feel like a sucker. They're building a unison against me. This is very much a Kelsey from Rhode Island. That was a disingenuine
Oh, was it? I didn't know. I thought I was just ignorant. I was like, oh, I've never heard that used that way. I mean, I just assume Ben's so much smarter than me. I mean, I know Ben's so
Now I'm nervous. Unison, I feel like I don't think unison is like a tangible thing.
Is unison like, as noun refers to the simultaneous performance of a musical part at the same pitch or octave. Oh, yeah. Unison. But I guess
they're performing. Actually
doing something at the same time or coordinated manner.
In unison.
Yeah, I've heard that.
In unison. In unison. I feel like it's a state. It's not something that you build. They're building a unison.
Well, it's a noun. So.
I'm not happy. They're building a beautiful song that they're all going to sing in unison against me. It'll be like listening to Pink and that guy from Fun singing their ballad.
I can take a lot in this world, but one thing I cannot take are choirs. I will not have it.
Whatever happened to harmony?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Daisy and Drow are still sitting there at dinner. And Daisy goes, what I want is people to feel good. When you look at my face, don't you say, now I feel good.
It's like, you don't have to please everyone. And let me tell you something. I'll support you through this. I promise. You've got a very strong Zim promise here. And we never lie.
You got a Zim in me. So Daisy's like, well, thank you. Oh, it's going to be really hard. Well, I can see you coming off on top. People, you know, oh God, ha ha ha, that sounded terrible. You coming off on top.
Well, that is the only way I get off. The point is, you've got a lot of pep, zim, and verve. Ha ha, zing, zip, and ginger. Pep, zim, and verve to carry the day.
So now it's Mike, Eddie, Ellie, Alicia, and Jenna. They're going down. They're going to a lagoon today. It's like a bonfire.
The lagoon. The bathing lagoon. This is the lagoon where Ben normally bathes, but they've set up a little like bar there, and they've put up some LED lights that are flashing. So it's like a little bar just for this crew, and they're heading over to it.
Yeah, this poor cast doesn't get to do anything. Everything is like set up outside. It's like watching The Bachelor during the pandemic season, where they're like, okay, your date is taking place on the patio. And we've brought a very famous grill chef out here. It is the guy from last season who's grilling you some hamburgers on the patio.
It does feel like they're in this very small island off season, and there's just no one around. There's like, tonight on your night off, you're going to be removing the covers from a grill, and you won't be using the grill because the gas is not attached. You're just going to drink around the grill. Okay, enjoy.
Yeah, pretty much. So Ellie's like, oh my God, it's awesome. There's bonfire. So now we go to Batool. She's in bed. She's like, fuck this. Fuck these people. I'm staying home.
She's really committed to not being a reality star. And then Ben's in his room because he's all sad because he got tough love. But then Jenna's like, come to the lagoon. The drinks are strong. He's like, all right, fine. You said drinks. I'll be there. So he goes down to the lagoon. And Joao and Daisy, everyone's going to the lagoon. It feels like an old movie from the 50s, like, meet me at the lagoon. So they're going there. And Alicia's in her bikini. She's like flopping around in that lagoon while everyone's drinking. And Jenna's like talking to Daisy, and she's like, yeah, Jenna, what's good? And she's like, well, do you want the DL about Ben?
Oh, no, he's DL. Oh, man, just when I thought I met someone.
No, not that kind of DL. We fought. I'm on a rampage. I just want the best from everyone.
One thing Daisy is always going to do is gossip with her staff. She loves it. She's going to go shit talk with her staff. And I think on any other season, I'd be like, you should not be shit talking with your staff. But it's Daisy, so I think it's really funny. She's like, let me tell you what a bastard they are. So she is telling her all the goss from the dinner. And she's like, well, yeah, it was crazy. I was on a rampage. I'll kill him. All right, what's going on here? And she's like,
I almost went off on Mark because he kept instigating. And he made a sign for himself saying, H-O-D. And he kept on holding it up there the entire fucking night. I almost lost it on him.
I'm telling you right now, look back in 10 years' time and you will be so much more successful and so much more happier than he is. I was like, damn, but she's right. So then...
you'll have Ben's so much more hair on the back of your neck than his. He'll just have little lines, little scar lines.
I need to see this this photo of him or video of him with his head shaved. What's it? Do we know what his last name is? Mike Below Deck.
I feel like my brain doesn't want to know.
I would not say you think he would be a Mike Durant. Oh, he looks so much better. Like, good for him. Good for him for finally doing the logical thing and getting a proper haircut, you idiot.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a haircut or if he just went to Turkey and got those plugs, because he had videos of himself getting plugs in Turkey. So it might be that. So I don't know if this
I'm actually already taking it back. I'm already taking it back because it's definitely. So here, I'll share the screen.
Well, here's what happens on this show, especially with Below Deck. I tell the guys to get a haircut and then they do it and I get excited because I feel like I won something. And then you're like, no, that haircut doesn't look good, because it's happening with Mike. And it also happened with the little guy last season who ended up, you know, screwing up by the end. And what was his name? The one who got that girl pregnant. God, what's his name? The lead deckhand. Come on, help me, man.
Nathan.
Last season. Nathan, yeah. Nathan got a haircut, and I was like, finally. And you're like, nope, I hate that haircut. I was like, God damn it, Ben, stop ruining my work.
Okay, we're zoomed in. We're really zoomed in. So first of all, by and large, yes, an improvement. It looks good. It's just doing some weird stuff. I think this is really just because he's clearly got like some plugs here to fill in here and in here. So I think you just have like weird textures that are creating like sort of like it's like ball a lawn.
Hair. It's
you
your
know?
Nut hair. It's like they take the hair off of your nuts and then they put it onto your head and then it looks like nut hair mixed in with real hair.
Yeah, it's and so it's just like a it's not it just needs to find its way a little bit. I think overall this is an improvement. It's just like but the veneers, it's all very Love Island. Like
he
UK
should take some hair from Joe Bradley's eyebrows and put it onto his head. Because that's
a lot of hair
glorious.
To give here.
Yeah, it's a lot. Ugh, yeah. Those two.
So that's yikes. The look right here. This is why you should have Crappens on Demand, so you can analyze this hairline with us.
You can
guys.
Judge eyebrows and haircuts on the guys. Yeah. So Ellie asks Ben how the meeting went or the dinner went, and he just shakes his head. And she goes, "Oh, did they go after you?" He said, "Yeah." She says, "I knew it. I could sense it coming. He's a snake. Joao's a snake."
Yeah, Ellie is on a rampage against Joao, which is really, really hilarious. But it, you know, the men are what always undo her, right? Joe Bradley himself is what caused her to go become deranged her last season on the show, and now it's gonna be Joao. So Ben's like,
"By the way, Joao, at dinner, why were you guys nailing me when I came back from the bathroom?"
He's like, "Well, you don't understand where everyone else is coming from."
He's like, "But why wouldn't you take my side?" Lumpy lips. He's like,
"Because I've always taken your side, Ben, all the time. As a friend, I will always be there for you. I'll be there. From Zim. "And we are friends, always. But stop thinking everyone's against you, Ben. Take my word. I am not against you. I am just merely undermining you, which is a different concept."
Oh, it's time for a Ben moment, everybody. Get a violin. He's like,
"Oh, I've basically been betrayed by every person in my fucking life. All of my friends, all of my girlfriends, my ex-fiance."
Have you considered it might be you, sir? I think Ben is so entertaining on this show. Love to watch him. I highly doubt he's been betrayed by everybody in his life. I've
what
seen
you
him on
about?
This
chefs
show,
are
sir.
Not, chefs are not toxic. A chef who's like leaving his everyday life to sail on the high seas how could you even think that someone like that could have a toxic trait?
It's all everybody else.
If it's everybody else, it's usually you.
Take
it's
my word.
You.
Yeah, he's like, "I have trust issues now. I think I attract that, though. I think I attract people that betray me."
Or you just may attract people, and then you act in a hideous way, and they say, "Fuck this guy," and they leave. And then you say,
I've been betrayed. So Ben's like, "Well, then shut it."
"You shut it."
"No, you fucking shut it."
"No, you fucking shut it." So now Mike comes up to Ben and he's like, "Excuse me, have you got a pen and paper, please? I want to go about with the title. I want to make my title on a pen and paper."
"Put it on your forehead. Oh, if you do not take this suggestion, just want you to know that you shall be betraying me."
So Mike's like, "Oh, yeah, could you write it on me?" He's like, "Of course I can." So then they take a non-Sharpie pen. It's like a Bic pen. And then Ben starts writing HOD on his forehead. But it's like, it's not an effective use of of the pen, I feel like. First of all, it seems like it's pretty waxy up there. So, like, you're not going to get much traction with that ink.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to get much traction ever being HOD. So it makes sense. So he's like, look at me, head of department, mate, HOD, HOD. And Jenna's like, what does that say? Does it say idiot?
That's what it should say. It should say idiot on it because you're an idiot. It's not fucking funny.
And Eddie is like, Mikey, stop it. Because you're being a dick to her. You're winding her up. And I am her knight in shining armor. Where'd she go? Where'd she go? Okay.
You stay away from my queen. We've been together for 37 years. Eddie, you are really... And we didn't even discuss how gross Eddie... I mean, Eddie, calm down. You were not married to this person. You weren't even engaged. You weren't even dating this person. You need to stop. And this, Eddie, we get another example of the nice guy, quote unquote, who comes on here like, I'm the nice one. It's just my fault for always being too nice to girls. And then he immediately starts love bombing. And then when he doesn't get what he wants, basically turns into like, she was a slut anyway, and starts slamming doors and beating up beds.
Yeah, he's like, the moping is so extra over this too. It's like you guys were like cuddling for like 3 days, right? Was it really just time gets distorted when you watch the show because we see it, you know, happen like week by week. So it feels like it's very long. But the reality is I think this is a relationship that spanned like two charters. And you also like messed it up right from the get-go. And then she only recently started cuddling with you again. Like this is built on a shaky foundation that you made shaky, and then it's just enough. Enough, yeah, already.
Enough. Jeez. You wuss, you absolute wuss.
Get over it, man.
So he's like, I don't like seeing Jenna upset whether we're together or not. So Jenna walks away. She's like, you're a fucking asshole, Mark. I don't like you stupid asshole. And Eddie's like, am I upset still? 100. Do I still care for her? 110.
Oh, dear. He's like, well, if it makes you feel better, I did just call him out. He's like, I don't think you guys are going to realize how bad he is. That fucking twat. That's what he is. So Mike is walking around being like, Mike, hit a department. Hit a department. And then he's like, no, okay, listen, hear me. I was like, no, I'm not going to listen. I'm not entertaining this. Get away from me, Eddie. He's like, no, please come back here, my love, my sweet, my future. He's like, no, I won't listen to you, Eddie. She walks
but I defended you. I defended you against the evil kingdom.
It's like, oh, my God. What, do you want a fucking medal? Telling that guy to shut up?
Yeah, seriously. He's like, I'm going to get you into the water. That's the easiest way to hide from stuff, is just to get you into the water. Also, you look 75% more emo when you're crying in the water.
You, so, sir, are no Love Island Rob. Okay. I don't know what you think you're trying to play here, but you are no Love Island Rob hiding in a pool. So
no,
please just stop. Whatever audition you're trying to have right now is failing. Just move on. Move along.
Yeah. So Daisy is like, oh my goodness, that's a bit much, don't you think, Jenna? She's like,
it's not jokes. It's not funny. It's like so toxic.
It's like, but he will never command the respect that you do, Jenna. But by the way, Ben told me he likes you. So there's that.
She's like, oh, really? You guys spoke about me, huh?
And so then Jen goes up to Ben.
Like, you guys spoke to me, huh?
He's like, yes, we spoke about you. You're so sweet. You are. Don't betray me. Don't ever betray me.
Every time I meet someone as sweet as you, I sit back and wonder, how will she betray me?
Oh, no, you realize I get triggered every time you come into the galley with a tray of drinks because I thought she has a tray, only two more letters, and it's done.
So Daisy comes up to Ben and Jenna, and he's like, hey, listen, I want to say from my heart, all right, I'm sorry that I was defensive earlier, all right?
She's like, I really appreciate that, because I've always got your back. Now, sometimes it's with a knife sticking out of it that I'm holding, but still, I've got your back.
And he's like, I know you do. I love you, all right? I love you. I love you, my little toffee tibula. All right, now that's...
I love you, too. I love you, too. And I know you would have my back, too, especially in, I don't know, thinking out loud here, maybe if I were putting shrimp cocktail in a glass and someone took a shrimp out of my fingers and I said, hey, you took my shrimp. You would say, give her back that shrimp so that way she could put it in the glass. Surely you'd have my back in that situation. Right, Ben?
I would, but that shrimp has betrayed me.
all of the HODs here are used to running things, so it's hard to put our egos aside. And I'm really glad that Ben can take accountability for this, because I want to move forward and just smash out the rest of the season, or at least smash the rest of the season. Depends on how it's going to go.
Well, you're my favorite chief stew ever.
Oh, hello, excuse you. Kate Chastain is showing up for you every single after show and stumping for you no matter what. You're sleeping on her couch. You're probably the father of her child. I would like to think that Kate just threw a martini at this TV right now. Like, how dare you? How dare you?
I would have, but like, why waste a martini? Am I right? So then Ben is like, Daisy's like, well, you're one of my favorite chefs.
What? One of my favorites. Oh, the betrayal from every pore of your skin.
So now Eddie is sitting by the water moping and nobody's with him. So finally Alicia comes up and she's like, come on, mate. Come on. This is so sad. And he's like, you're the only one who saw me sitting over here and made an effort to see me. Just God, it doesn't fucking matter, Eddie. And he's like, idiots. The lot of them. Everyone's an idiot. Oh, God, you're walking over by the water so people will come be nice to you. You're such a wuss. Like, I can't fake it. Drown him. Drown him.
So now Daisy and Joao are talking. This is a busy lagoon. And Joao's like, are you okay? It's like, I'm great. Okay, good. I had a great night. Well, it has been good. Thank you. You shouldn't thank me. No, but you're a part of it. Aren't you enjoying this patter that we're having right now? Really? Of course. Getting to know you has been different. It's been, as we call it in Zim, Zimfrint.
This patter we have, it's so romantic. It's very goonlighting.
What? Goonlighting?
Like moonlighting, but gooning.
But with goon.
And, just like, so you fancy me?
It's like, yes, well, if we were to cuddle, do we go into your room or to my room? It's like,
oh, do you mind if I call you Zimble Shepherd?
So now we go to Mike and Eddie walking towards the yacht, and Eddie's like pouting still. He's like, ugh. Mike's like, Eddie, come on. I'm gonna come back with your brother. He's like, I'm a bit fed up with constantly feeling like I get made out to be the villain every fucking time.
People would only make you out to be the villain if they cared enough, Eddie.
No one's You're making you out to be there. The villain. I guess he's saying because Jenna was like, I don't want to deal with this right now, and walks away from him like he did something wrong. And The thing that you did wrong in that situation is you're trying to simp, basically, and stick up for her to get into her pants after she just dumped you. So just back away. Take a no. Take a no.
Yeah, take the L. Take the L. Because Guess what L stands for? Lagoon! So Eddie is like, Mike is like, I'm going to wind her up, obviously. He's like, well, that's between you and her. She needs to learn to fucking grow up. You're the one who is sobbing into the lagoon right now.
You're literally crying.
You're crying right now. Oh, God.
So now Ben and Jenna are at the bar and he's like, could we get the fuck out of here? And do what? I don't know. Go somewhere and just chill. Me and you, baby. So now Eddie and Mike are in the yacht, and Eddie's like, we need to tidy this up because it's a mess. So he's like, we need to clean. I don't think we did see anybody clean, but at least he said it.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I went through a second time to collect footage for the fish report, which, by the way, is really intense this week. And we never saw them clean. We never saw actually any resolution to this. Like, did they clean? Did Captain Jason see anything?
Well, that's how I clean.
They just talked about
it. That's also how I diet. I go, you know what I really need to do? I need to just start keeping this house cleaner. I need to get up in the morning, and then I'll write a list, like clean the toilet, clean the kitchen counters. And it's like doing something, you know? Or if you're like, I'm really feeling like I need to be healthier. I'm going to eat healthier tomorrow. And then you look up diets on YouTube, and then, I don't know, you buy a vegetable. But you never eat it or do the diets. It counts as something. It takes the calories to make the list, I feel like.
Yeah, I think that counts. It really does.
Thank you.
So now we're back at the lagoon because we seem to be stuck in this lagoon. This is a very existential thing. Like, we're just going to be in a lagoon for the rest of the season. And
I hope Jenna, so, because it was lit.
That lagoon was going off. Can I say something, by the way, that has nothing to do with anything, but it just popped into my mind?
It's my favorite kind of thing to say.
I texted this to Ronnie yesterday very urgently. I think it was just on yesterday's Real Housewives of Atlanta recap that I was saying how my timeline has become full of random facts and figures about TV shows. And like 30 years ago on this day, 25 years ago on this day. While I was saying that whole thing yesterday, little did I realize that yesterday was the 30-year anniversary of the final episode of Sisters. So, I mean, guys, I feel like May the 4th is known for being Star Wars Day, but let's also remember it's Sisters Day.
But you see, that's how you know the universe is listening to you. And when a man on Bravo gets a haircut, that's how I know the universe is listening to me. It's like, I feel like we're blessed. We're blessed people.
Yeah, we are. We are. Because like as soon as we were done recording yesterday, I went onto Twitter and it said 30 years ago today. Well, actually, it said on this day in 1996, Sisters aired its final episode. I was like, this is a big day. This is a big day. So it just popped into my head right now. And I felt like if I didn't say it now, there'd be no other time for me to say it. That we are honoring the 30-year anniversary of Sisters.
Yeah, we do have different algorithms because mine is like 30 years ago today, PK's new girlfriend was born. You know, I'm just like always looking into like what pigs the guys are on Bravo. So cut back to the lagoon. Jenna and Ben are laying on the sand together. And he's like, what do you like in relationships?
She's like, I'm so traditional. I never like ever date somebody I'm not going to marry them.
But by the way, meanwhile, she's picking her butt. And it's so funny. She's like picking something out of her ass crack. Well, she's like,
I'm so traditional. Like, I marry people if I'm going to date them. Of course, like I flings or whatnot, you know what I mean?
And he's like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's very mature attitude. I'm sure Ben says that to every young person he's trying to date. You are so mature for your age, darling.
You're like a real grown-up, my little muddy macaroon. So Jenna is like...
Can't believe you're not already driving.
That's a tricky situation with Ben, because I just broke things off with Eddie, but the truth is I do like Ben, and he clearly likes my dad.
And by the way, I also want to say that her like of Ben predated her like of Eddie. She was already into Ben way earlier in the season. So she's just acting on her initial impulse. So then he goes,
you're such an old soul.
I'm such an old soul. That's right. I am an old soul.
She's not an old soul.
You are not an old soul. He's just saying old souls. He's saying every old guy to a younger woman thing.
Oh, you're so mature. You've got such an old soul. Wait until you learn how to vote. This world is going to change.
Listen here, you kooky cranberry. You're an old soul. You might as well be playing the Victrola.
I am such an old soul. When I think about it, I'm really an old soul.
Yes, an old soul. Do you want to stay in my bedroom tonight, old soul?
Yeah, that sounds great.
I knew you'd say yes, my little Haribo helix.
Everybody else comes back to the yacht and Joao is talking to Mike and he's like, do you reckon Ben and Jenna stayed there? And he's like, I know for a fact they're there. I'm going to call some shit. He's like, good for them.
Oh, really? We'll see how good it is.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now they're going back to the boat and Ellie walks by in the crew mess. Ellie walks by Joao, and I think Joao is there with Mike or whatever, and she's like, hello, to Mike, but then totally ignores Joao. Oh, she won't even fucking look at me. So this is why, bro, you gotta, like, you break up after that cheesecake. He could have had a few more slices of that thing. He would have
won a lot more respect had he just done it before he ate the cheesecake. I mean, doing that right after you ate the cheesecake they made for you. I mean, there's no coming back from that.
And that was an elaborate cheesecake. So then we see Eddie. He's upstairs and has his head on the bar, like, what the fuck do I do? Here's what you do: just go into your room and jerk off already and be done with it. Okay, we're sick of this.
Yeah, I'm sure that you can use your tears as lube, you fucking weirdo. Yeah. So Mike's like,
it is my boy, and Jenna's playing Eddie so well. It's pretty obvious. Everyone knows it, but he's stuck in this love bubble, and Ed can't see it.
He's not playing him. She dumped him.
She broke up with him.
Not playing him at all.
There's nothing about that. she maybe if the whole, you know, when she was, when she made out with Ben and then got right into Eddie's bed directly afterwards, you could have seen the foundations of her playing with Eddie, but she broke it off literally like 2 hours after that. She was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. That's not playing with someone. She'd made a decision. She made a choice. And that's that.
Yeah. So, and especially after he spent the season like, oh, I really like you. And then going to like twerk with Alicia and all that shit that he was doing. So whatever, Eddie. Mm-hmm. So Mike pulls him aside and he's like, we need to have a chat. Uh-oh, that can't be good. No, it's not good. It's not good. All right. Listen, Jenna's been cracking on with Ben tonight. cracking on. Little tattletale. God.
Yeah.
He got me hit so many times as a child with my mom's wooden spoon. A little tattletale.
When Eddie is like, what? They kissed? He's like, well, I don't know how far it went, but they're not back here tonight. So now Eddie's like, oh, Ben of all people, I don't get it. I don't get what he's got that I don't. I'm like, age, wisdom, maturity, the ability to cook things.
Career. A lot of wine. A lot of wine.
Aristocracy.
He's probably got a car with his trunk is probably full of boxes of Franzia. I mean, he's got alcohol.
He is from like a higher class in Britain. Really everything.
Pretty much everything. Just, yeah. He doesn't have a mustache. The absence of a mustache. That's a big one.
It is sad when you're like a guy who has like a really good body and then you just see a girl just go for basically like a crow with an apron and you're like, really?
But I work out. So he's like really working himself up and, you know, pacing around on camera and like, ah, I've got to hit something. He's doing that whole thing, but like literally nobody is afraid. And he's mumbling to himself, you're a good person, Eddie. You're a good person. You're a good person, Eddie. Eddie, if you can't take no without flying into a rage and beating up furniture, you're not a good person. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that shirt was like, wow, pussy, you threw me against the bed. Well, guess what? I'm soft. It didn't hurt me. So then.
It's the first time on Below Deck we've ever heard a bed laugh. The bed was like, that's all you that's got. Like,
really? Hey, what was that, Morning Dove? Yeah, Morning Dove agrees. Eddie sucks.
It's a Morning Dove. So we go to Jenna and Ben walking back to the boat, and they decide to go into the jacuzzi. And so Eddie is now walking into Jenna's cab. First of all, who does this? People are sleeping, and he just opens the door and looks in there to see who's sleeping. He's like, oh, God, there's no Shane in there. Fuck that, then. Fuck her. Look after yourself, Eddie. I'm fed up trying to be a good guy. I'm a good guy. Oh, Ben, take it, Ben. Oh, I'm so mad.
I thought that was a little wild. I did not think it was appropriate that he just like flung open that door
and expected to see who's in there. That's gross. No. See? Yeah, it's a nice guy who always does shit like that. It's like, I'm so nice. Now watch me barge into a woman's room and then beat up furniture and scream what a good guy I am.
Exactly. At least what's his face, the Greek guy from last season, had like the sense to say like, oh, wow. This was bad. This was wrong of me, you know. But Eddie is like, oh well, moving on.
Johnny, also, that guy kicked those cabinets' asses.
He did. He really did.
He really did. He beat the shit out of those cabinets.
He went nuts. Yeah. Oh gosh, poor cabinets. Johnny.
That was also an Alicia storyline. Yeah, that was also an Alicia storyline. Yeah.
Oh my Alicia!
Because she got into his bed. She got into somebody else's bed for a cuddle. Not knowing it was Johnny's bed.
I forgot about that part. It was Vihan. She went on to Vihan's bed. And of course, Vihan started to cuddle with her because he's a pig.
And it was dark. Like, he didn't even know who it was. He's just like, all right, I'll take it.
Alicia has been an agent of chaos for so long, but we just really only started truly clocking it this season. Mm-hmm. So now Jenna and Ben are by the bar, and Jenna's like, I'm going to get my drink, and then I'm going to go upstairs. Because they're close. They're being sort of, like, flirty a little bit, you know? They're like, it seems like the next step is that they're going to go to the primary bedroom, and Ben's going to prepare her a drink. And then all of a sudden, here comes Mike walking in, and he sits down just as a cock block.
Yeah. And Van's like, ah, there he is. It's the most, that's the least exciting. There he is in Bravo history. There he is.
Oh, God, not Mikey.
He's like, can you get me a drink? Can you get me a drink, bartender?
He's like, you know what? I'm going to let you set out the drink. I'm out of here.
So, yeah, Mike is like, I know for a fact that Ben has the hots for Gina. It's obvious. Well, congratulations, sir. Where have you been all season? Ben's like,
Mike actually is the head of the cock blocking society that beholds me. I've been betrayed by the society. Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, Jenna. Not this time. He's so jealous because he cannot get laid to save his life, this guy.
Yeah.
And Mike's like, are you get me though, yeah? And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake, mate. Just go away. God, just leave me alone. Yeah. So, go ahead.
What I was going to say, this Mike does not need to insert himself here. I mean, this is his thing, is that he inserts himself with everything. But, like, this has nothing to do with you. Eddie fucked this up. I'm sorry. I think that Eddie ruined this entire thing with Jenna right from the beginning. It was never going to last. And Mike, you know, Ben has actually been pretty nice to Mike. Ben has really looked out for Mike. So he's also like, yes, he might be standing up for Eddie, but he's also fucking over his other ally, which is Ben. I think that's not cool.
Well, Eddie doesn't care about them. He's just getting back at Jenna because Jenna's, you know, he's fucking with Jenna, not Ben. I mean, he's fucking with them both, but his goal here is to fuck with Jenna. And, you know, for someone who's inserting himself so much, I think it's just projection because he's unable to insert himself in any other way. So it's like,
all facets of life.
Yeah, I've just got to insert myself when I can. And it's in other people's business because my penis isn't getting it. So now we go to Joelle and Daisy in the crew mess. And she's now in peacock pajamas. It's a whole animal kingdom with Daisy tonight. And Joelle's like, you look
very cute, by the way. What are those Zimcock feathers?
You're very sweet. Are you going to invite me to cuddle with you? He's like, she's like, well, I'm a jaded woman. I've been scorned, but until I do find something serious, I'm fully open and willing to have some fun. And I'm curious. I don't know. Maybe he's a good, great kisser. Like, let's go and find out. So Joelle takes Daisy to his cabin. He's like, let's cuddle. It's like, let's cuddle. Okay. Hold me like I'm a little shrimp that needs to go into a cocktail glass. Okay, I think I can do that.
So now we see 3:26 a.m. and it's very romantic. They're in bed and Joelle's cuddling her, and you just see Daisy and she's like,
Gary, 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 Gary,
Gary, Gary, Gary, Gary, Mike. So then it's 8:13 in the morning and Daisy is like, good morning. Did you sleep scared? He's like, I feel like little kids. It's like, well, I'm going to have to say something. Yeah, Ellie may get upset. So Daisy's like, oh, okay. So meanwhile, Ellie is just showering. She has no idea what's happening. And Ben walks in now. Daisy's left Joelle's room. And now Ben has returned into Joelle's room. And it's like, what's cracking, matey? He's like,
oh, what's going on? What's up, Dwight? Dwight? Did I call you Dwight for some reason?
I don't know, but last night was a really good chat with Daisy and we had a cuddle, but that's besides the point.
Oh, did you? You had a cuddle with Daisy. Wow. So betraying friends really turns the two of you on, eh? Wow. Did you kiss her? Did you guys Judas make out together? You know, it's when two betrayers kiss.
And then we see Captain Jason feeding his fish.
First, Joelle goes, no, actually, I didn't sleep because she snored the entire night.
I felt like I was back out on safari. So
that's definitely why you should fuck people before you get into a relationship with them. And I know it's like backwards from like the old school way of like, oh, you date and then, you know, no date, no fucking until after date 4. Don't waste your time. Fuck them right away and find out how loud they snore. Because that's very important to your long-term health.
Yeah, know about the snoring. So Jason is feeding his goldfish, and there's one fish that's going like this. It's like opening and closing its mouth a lot. And Jason's like, oh, I think you're Mike, the way you're moving around. A bit stubby. Got that kind of elf look about you. I was like, Have you seen Lord of the Rings? Have you seen what the elves look like? I'm seeing like Orlando Bloom with like long blonde, thin, like hair, and then we have like Mike with this like torch of hair above his head. I think we need to update the elf references for Captain Jason.
I think he meant Hobbit.
That's probably what he meant, Hobbit. And it's actually funny because you do see this fish and it's opening and closing its mouth because, you know, goldfish do that. And then it cuts to Mike eating. They got a shot of Mike eating and he's just eating like the goldfish.
Now
That's great.
Go to Daisy and Jenna in the storage closet gossiping. And she's like, Jenna, where did you stay last night?
In my bed.
Well, what happened with you and Ben?
Okay, well, me and Ben are.
And then Eddie comes in. He's like, is there any sunblock down here? Is there any sunblock? Are we even giving that to nice men anymore? Or are we just getting rid of them, throwing them to the
Once again, he has no clue that they're talking about him because he just doesn't even, he's just so acurious. I also like that this little scene when he shows up is they're in front of several boxes of Calgon. And I was like, I feel like there's a joke in here about Calgon. Take me away. Take the good people away, Calgon. So then Jenna shows Eddie a photo of the two of them from last night. She's like, look, it's a picture. She's like, it's a nice photo of at least one good person. He walks out.
I was pissed at my pass. This is exactly what I was afraid of. But it's not for Eddie to make me feel bad. I'm single and I can chat to whoever I want.
That's right, Jenna. I support you in this, in your gradual lowering of standards away from trying to get swept away by a like an Emirati in Dubai.
Listen, you work with what you got, you know? I mean, it's funny that Eddie is such a loser. He's got people rooting for Jenna and Ben. Like, oh, Ben's going to end up much better. This thing with Ben's going to end up great, I'm sure. That's a real charmer right there.
Jenna, speaking of which, here I am. I brought you a country omelet. It's an omelet that used to live in the city until it was betrayed by all its friends and moved to the country. Enjoy.
I've got an omelet made from only betrayed eggs.
A weekend of the country with an omelet. Here you go. Enjoy. So then.
Now Alicia and Mike are in bed. They're making a bed. They're not in bed. They're making a bed in the guest cabin. And Alicia's like,
I hope they make carbonara for lunch. Let's ask Jenna to ask Ben for carbonara.
Excuse me. Didn't you just yell at Mike a couple of weeks ago for demanding an omelet? I don't think you're supposed to be asking for things based on your own.
You're right. Oh my God. Also, why am I like so amused? I just did not even notice that she said this, and it's just not until the notes, but why am I so amused by Alicia just like praying for a carbonara? Oh God. Let there be carbonara today.
Please.
Oh.
All I ask is for carbonara.
There's something about her beginning of the season antics, and now that she's kind of run out of plot lines, that she's just like, God, I just dream of carbonara.
I know. And then she's like plotting to have her carbonara. Let's ask Jenna and Jenna can ask Ben and make this carbonara happen.
Yeah.
So he's like, Jenna, what's Jenna upset for? Because she just took your bait, Mikey. But it's all about the head of department thing. I mean, how can people take that seriously? Come on. But it was silly banter, but you took it too far, Mikey. You really need to learn to stop.
It's like, well, do you want me to be honest about one thing? I think you should have been given seconds too.
And she just looks at him and goes, don't wind me up, Mikey, don't. I was actually surprised that she recognized his stupid ploy to like get them to fight.
Me too.
And so... Then, but we have a moment with Batool. She's cleaning and she sees Joao and she goes, you look so happy and I love that. I am. Who are you? I'm Batool. I've been here all this time. Oh, really?
That sounds too close to betray.
So Daisy and Ellie are in their cabin and Ellie's like,
oh, just me. Coming Rapunzel's. Rapunzel's weave. Don't mind me.
And Daisy's like, hey, Ellie, I just want you to know, I stayed in Joao's room last night. Nothing happened.
No, that's okay. No worries. I'm done. So you do what you need. You ride the town bike all over them. Go ahead.
Tell me, what is it like to cuddle with a trash can, because that is what he is, trash can.
So Daisy's like,
did he still smell like cheesecake?
Yeah, no, he's fine. He's fine.
That's when you know Daisy's in trouble, because Ellie, her voice gets higher than ever. She's
a high voice.
No, no, he's fine. He's fine. No,
everything
okay.
is great. Everything no, is okay. great.
I'm just going to dry my hair. It's fine. It's fine. Look, I made it through war. This is nothing. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine.
I'm going to give you the same voice I used at fruit stand customer service. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
No, yes, I'm going to have some milk now.
So Ellie says,
now he's going after Daisy? Like, of course you are. This is the guy you are. Obviously, he is trash can. I don't give a fuck about you, so do whatever the hell you want. Trash can.
Well, did you have a fun night, Ellie? She's like,
yes, I did. I had great time. Great time watching trash can make out with somebody.
So Alicia and Jenna are just hugging, and Mike walks by, and Mike's like, Jenna, Alicia said that she would be a better second to you. And Alicia's like, oh, fuck off. I never said that. And Jenna's like,
I don't give a fuck what Mike says because everything's bullshit. She's like, yeah, it's not even fucking funny, Mike. Yeah, you don't actually know your place anymore. You need to eat some fucking humble pie.
Remember, H-O-D, H-O-D. Mike. Mike, actually, you just know what? Fuck off, you shouldn't be here. You don't deserve to be here. You think you can crack off? You think you can crack off? And he's like, who's got the MVP? I do. It's written on a pizza box.
And she literally, like, she makes it look like she's, like, jerking off her a dick. She's like,
I don't give a fuck if you have an, if you're MVP. I really don't.
He's like, well, what's that saying?
He's like, I don't. I'll give a fuck back. I don't give a...
So she's like, fuck this. So she just runs to Daisy. She's like, where's Daisy? And Alicia's telling Mike, oh, Jesus, why would you try to start a war between Jenna and I? Get the fucking bedding. God, Mike. He's like, what? Well, do you know what annoys us the most? How much shit she's feeding Eddie? That's what. She's betraying Eddie. Oh, God. Oh, God. Mike.
You would take Eddie's girl if you could. So Alicia's like, I actually don't care anymore. I just don't want to. I just want to do my job so I can go to bed. So then Jenna just goes into Daisy's cabin. Daisy is like in the bathroom, fully in the bathroom. Who knows if she's taking a dump? Who knows if she's showering? And Jenna just opens up the door to the bathroom and goes,
Daisy, I can't work with Mike anymore.
It's like, what happened?
It's just like instigating something now again. And he's like, at least he'll be a better second student than you. And he goes like, and remember, don't talk to me because I'm the fucking HOD. And it's like fucking joke. It's like really, like, it's pissing me the fuck off, Jenna. Daisy.
So Daisy's like, so Daisy like goes upstairs.
God. So she goes up there and she's like, Mike, what did you say? What did I say about winding people up? Huh?
And so he's like, yeah. It's like, well, I haven't said anything. He's like, no, you're not winding Jenna up. No, my word for word was, I'm the dex too. I've got the head of department. Okay, you know what? You're working till 9 p.m. tonight.
And so she storms out and he goes, we'll see about that. She comes back and storms back in. She goes, excuse me, what did you say to me? And he goes, I'm not working till 9 p.m. tonight. She goes, okay, you know what? Get off the boat. Get off the boat and take your plugs with you.
We're turning around this bed. Turn around this bed. This bed is not going to Disneyland anymore. Yeah. So
he's like, fine, I will. So he walks off and he's just whistling. He's like, look at me, call Mike. I don't care. Everyone's so touchy. So then we go to Joelle and Daisy, and she comes down. She's like, Jesus fucking Christ!
We've never seen this happen where someone just like gets like sent to the dock. They literally get sent to like the timeout. So Joelle's like, what happened? Is something happening in Zimbabwe? She's like, fucking Mike. He was winding Jenna up, and I said, you're working till 9 p.m. And he said, we'll see about that. And I said, get off the boat. He's like, yes, that's not acceptable.
Oh, it's super common. People come into yacht and think it's a vacation, take a couple of photos for social. And unfortunately, Mike is one of those people. Surprise. It's not all fun and games here. I hope you got some great photos out of it, but don't let the pastoral. How do you say that word?
Passerelle.
Don't let the passerelle hit you on the way out. Oh, passerelle, duh.
passerelle. Not related to Paso Robles. So,
I've been covering this show nonstop for 14 years, and I Still don't know that word. So.
The pasta. Really proud of myself. So Daisy basically goes up to the bridge. And so she's like, oh, I'm just feeding my fish. I've been doing it for about 2 hours. They keep on dying on me. I don't know why.
Literally, anyway, what's going on with you? Just feeding my fish here. By the way, I'm having a conversation with this one here. Do you know the difference between an elf and a hobbit? All right, go ahead.
Daisy is like, Mike is currently kicked off the boat. He's like, really? Why? What did he do? Well, yesterday I said, Mike, please don't wind anyone up. And this morning he's at it again. So I said, you're working until 9 p.m. And as I was walking out the door, he goes, I won't be working until 9 p.m. And I said, get off the boat. So this is where we're at.
Like, well,
he's off the boat.
This sounds like you've handled this very professionally. Respect is not there. There's a history of that. Let's roll back on the history. There, we saw that. All right, you know, let's bring Mike in. All right.
By the way,
let's bring Mike in.
And the commitment to Below Deck Down Under, the reason why we have a fish report only with Below Deck Down Under is because, you know, every Below Deck franchise, they try to kind of create a different vibe. And so this is the one that's focused on scuba diving. And so they show a lot of fish, et cetera. But bubbles. The other thing is that they have bubbles everywhere.
Yes, it's the bubbles. Oh, my God.
And so they have this flashback of, like, look at the terrible things that Mike has done. And he's like, look at you, Daisy. But, like, there's bubbles all over. And it's just so funny that they're, like, the serious moment. He's in trouble. Because he was being mean amongst bubbles. It's just so funny. Like, you know, that anytime they put up someone's name. Yeah. Anytime someone's name comes up on screen, there's bubbles.
Yeah.
Everything.
So funny. I noticed the bubbles too. I mean, I've noticed them before, but last night I was like, okay with the bubbles. Okay. It's a lot of bubbles. So he's like, Mike, have a seat. And by the way, Mike goes to do his hair first before he gets fired, which is so him.
So funny. But he does it badly. He was wearing a hat, so he's like trying to fix his hat here. But it was great because he can't spray it. So he puts all of his hair forward, but it's like flat and just strange. It looks like he just was sitting in front of a fan for 10 minutes. And he just looks crazier than normal.
Yeah. So the captain's like, well, have a seat, Mike. Now I've gotten the full story from Daisy. And what it's come down to is, you know, you've been disrespectful to your team leader, and worse, you're making me do something. I was getting somewhere with these fish. So, look, you've been given warnings. You're toxic. Your hair's stupid. Everyone hates you. Please rethink your eyebrows. I'm sending you home. Mike's like, well, I apologize, Daisy, for how this whole season's been, to be honest, from start to finish. And us have used entertaining me as a release, and that's how I really feel. That's how I really feel.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the apology. He's like, yes, of course. So Jason's like, just send Joao, go make sure that Mike gets off. He's like, yeah, well, it'll be my first time getting off on this boat. It's like, all right, see, that's why you just got fired. Mike is like, you know, this isn't the first time I've been sacked for being the class clown, for being the joker, for wanting to entertain. And the thing is, I can never change who I am. I'm like, you can. This is not changing who you intrinsically are. It's not changing your principles, your thoughts, your views, your worldview, how you relate to others, how you consider others. It's just basically saying you can be quiet. Like, it's you not making those jokes, you not saying those things, you not annoying people. That is actually something you can't change. It's not affecting who you intrinsically are. So
it's changing your behavior. You can do that.
Yeah.
And you're not in trouble for being a class clown or being a joker. You're in trouble for being an asshole. Okay.
Yeah.
And a shitty person. That's why. So, yeah, bye.
There it is.
So he leaves, and Daisy's like, oh, good Lord, what a day. I was trying to poop. I've still got half a log in there. Do you mind?
I'm proud of you not taking that shit, you know. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't mention that. I know what you're going through at the moment.
No pun intended.
But we're all behind you. We're all behind you. Now, excuse me, I've got to get back to the tasting course. I'm feeding my fish.
So now Jenna and Eddie are by the bar and say,
I think Matt just got fired. I mean, he's packing his bags down.
And it's like, oh God, the only person that tried to save me from horrible treatment on this boat. So now he texts not Norma and says that he needs a replacement. And they're like, well, only stews are available at this short notice. I can tell you that. We're not going to be getting a lot of deck slash stews. So good luck. God, nice job burning through that one, loser. By the way, an elf is thin. A hobbit is the one with the flat feet and hairy feet. Okay, that's a hobbit.
I wonder if they were considering moving Ellie out of the kitchen because she was hired originally to be a stew. So that would have been funny if they pulled her out of the kitchen, but they're not.
Oh.
So Mike is, right? Like, that was a possibility. I thought that might happen.
But now her and Ben are like Mike best friends. So,
yeah. Mike is packing. And Ben is like, oh, well, I love you, mate. I'm going to really miss you. You know that? But that's what you get for betraying me with cock blocking. He's like, yes, to me, everything was just too serious. I'm not a serious person. And at the end of the day, you get hairspray for hairspray. I've had a fantastic time.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. Yeah, and I've enjoyed every moment being here and everyone I wanted to let know. None of this was personal. You know what I mean? None of it was personal. And Lisa's like, I know, Mike. Just go, Mike. Personally, I don't think I did anything wrong.
That's the problem. Like, yeah, she's like, oh, God, you're joking, right, Mike? He's like,
actually, I think I was perfect.
See, you were having actually a relatively classy departure and you just ruined it all over again. This is the problem. He just never knows when to stop. Let's also not forget about the time when he ruined that surprise and then he lied to the charter, the primary, and said that, like, he never said it. Like, he's just terrible in so many different ways.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.